Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to work our way through the Proverbs in this summer series we're calling Road Rules. I pray that you are listening, sharing these with other people who you think these may benefit, and you're spending some time with your children, you who are parents, got your kids home during the summer, spending some time going through these Proverbs. They really are the wisdom that we need to live a life pleasing to God. Proverbs 3, 9, and 10 says this, "Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine." God is not worthy of our leftovers. We should worship Him, this proverb reminds us, with the first fruits, the best of our time and our money. This proverb reminds us that God blesses obedience. Now let's consider 10 questions to help us evaluate how we're doing honoring God with our wealth. Well, rather, His wealth that He has given to us to steward. So here are the questions. You ready? When you think about what you give to God, is it off the top or scraped off the bottom? Is it based on budget or blessings? Is it poured out or squeezed out? Is it seen as a worship or duty? Is it sporadic or consistent? Is it given thankfully or painfully? Is it given cheerfully or tearfully? Can it be described as generous? Can it be described as sacrificial? Who are you honoring, God or you? Honor the Lord with your wealth and the first fruits of all your produce, and then blessings follow. Father, help us honor you with our wealth. Give us the courage to make necessary changes, if need be. May we acknowledge your ownership in all the areas of our life. We thank you, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.